As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Just a few blocks from Nationals Park, where tonight the first pitch will be thrown out by the gentleman who is leading the Cup Series for NASCAR in points. Their point standings right now, one of the final four racers in the playoffs last year, who drives the number 24 car, the Chevy, for Hendrick Motorsports. William Byron is in studio with us right now. Thank you for stopping through. We appreciate you making us part of the media tour today. I know you're getting ready to throw out the first pitch. What's your level of nerves for that assignment going in over there?
Well, I think I'm doing the, what do they call it, the play ball?
Yeah,
I guess
okay,
I'm doing that. So
the shouting the play ball?
Yeah, so I'm a little nervous for it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be fine.
That's easy.
It's an easy
thing
to do.
If that's your obligation, okay. You literally say three words.
Okay,
like,
good.
You are a winner.
Okay.
Here it is. Ready? Nationals fans, it's time to play ball. It's over.
That's it.
That's
you can do
night.
That one.
Are people
now,
actually listening?
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really.
So it never goes well is when someone tries to do a joke or a play on something. So, for example, like, obviously, as a racer, start your engines, Nats fans. Like, they won't understand that.
Yeah, they'll
you
be
just
like,
got to stick
crickets.
To the play ball. Yeah.
Crickets. Yeah.
So just from chatting for a couple minutes before we went on with you in studio, it's pretty clear you're a pretty big sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
I knew, unfortunately— You're a big Canes fan.
So fun. Yeah. Yay.
Hey, good for you guys.
Glad for you.
We don't have any animus toward them at all here in Washington, D.C. Mm. But you were surprised to see. You were like staring at the TV that Thibodeau got fired. You were asking us about Ovechkin. Give us an idea of your sports fandom out of the car.
Yeah. I mean, I watch all types of sports, but I feel like I'm probably most into football and hockey. I mean, I played football until I stopped growing, and then it was kind of like, okay, probably should race. But, I like a lot of different sports, and I enjoy watching everything. Probably not as much basketball, but obviously with the finals coming up, I'll definitely watch some of that.
Are you a Panthers fan?
Oh, yeah, I was going to Panthers guy.
I'm a Panthers guy, yeah. They're not as good as the Commanders this year, but
no,
the
they
Commanders
are not
pretty good.
I thought Dave Canales was a good hire and has
him.
Bryce Young looked a lot better last year.
Yeah, they look good.
Are you willing to give him a little more time and see where it's at?
Oh, for sure. I think they're maybe overhyped this year a bit, but I think they could have 9-10 wins would be awesome.
I also feel like there's no urgency in that division. You know what I mean? Like, you could take your time with Bryce Young and company, and like, you could mess around, get 8 wins, and probably win that NFC South at some point.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when we had Cam, it was like, you know, we had some dominant years, and then we had some years where we only won 8 or 9 games and made the playoffs. So, yeah, I think you can kind of stay in the battle.
We always like to put our cards on the table at the beginning of interviews with race car drivers.
Right.
Okay? Like yourself. I try to get as many of them on the show as possible because I'm now big into NASCAR. During the pandemic, I was telling you the backstory, but you guys were the only show in town that there weren't sports on.
Yeah.
And I just got all in. And I still watch and follow pretty closely. Danny watches the Netflix documentaries.
That's and I'm also in the room.
But that having been said, there are a lot of things we'll ask you, but I will just let you know that if you were talking to Larry McReynolds, it would be a very different interview. Okay? Like, he's going to ask you about what's under the hood and what are we doing? We don't have that, but we have some things that we're interested in that we want to cover with a two-time Daytona 500 winner and a former Rookie of the Year. But I want to start with the Netflix series that just dropped. Season 2 came out. If you guys haven't watched it, you absolutely should. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
But you're one of the main drivers, obviously, chronicled because you made the playoffs. And I thought that your ability to be outspoken and talk about the sports psychologist that you go to that has helped you in your career was awesome. Because players don't talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
And it also seemed to me, and I don't want to put this in your mouth, you tell me, but like it seemed to me like that was something you had to break through for yourself to even be willing to do that and then talk about it.
Yeah.
But how has that helped you and how prevalent is that in your sport and in sports in general?
Yeah, I mean, guys probably don't talk about it too much, but I kind of learned from somebody else. I watched Kirk Cousins on the quarterback show and he was working with one and I was like, man, that's a great idea. And I think that was kind of right around the same time. So I think it's super helpful. You know, obviously everyone has their different ways that they prepare and get ready to compete, but I feel like the mental side is obviously a big part of it. So just figuring out what works for me, my routine, and sort of the thoughts that go through my head when I'm going through situations, I think is really critical.
What's that line between, you want to obviously be relaxed, but you also want to use that adrenaline, use that intensity to kind of, in a sport that demands such incredible focus for such an extended time.
Yeah.
It's not like you build up to one act. You're building up for, you know, minutes and hours even of consistent, concentrated effort. What's that line like?
Yeah, I mean, the nerves are highest before the race and then kind of the beginning of the race. But once you settle into the race, I feel like the nerves go away and you're just thinking about the strategy of what you need to do. So I feel like that's probably for any athlete, like as you're continuing throughout the event, especially if you're playing continuously, it's just, you know, you're in the flow of it. So it just becomes about executing and, you know, there's plenty of emotion that comes with, you know, competing for a win or anything like that. So just managing those emotions is probably the big thing.
Another thing that I thought they did a really good job with on that documentary is discussing the teamwork on a team like Hendrick, where you're competing for yourselves, but you also inevitably at times you have to put, in your case, Chase or Alex Bowman or Kyle Larson, whoever it's been along the way, like their priorities ahead of your own. What is that like? Because we watch sports where your team is all the guys in the same jersey, but you're in an individual sport where your sponsors care if you win or not, and yet Hendrick talks to you guys all together the day after the race, and his goals are different than yours. How does that work?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's, like, you're all competing for the championship, you know, if you're still in it. So, like, coming down to Martinsville last year, we were all competing against each other, and you just race hard, but try to race fair, I guess, is the big thing. So, it's...
But how about, like, the egos or even, like, you'll see beefing within teammates sometimes or, you know, and every team does this over the years, but, like, there's always an alpha, it feels like, and the guys are competing for that. Like, is that something that fans put on you guys or is that real?
I don't think it's really real. I mean, I feel like we just try to do the best job that we can. And, I feel like that's not, like, just coaches speak. I feel like it's actually... Honestly, yeah, you try to lean on your teammates as much as you can to get to the ultimate goal, and then you race it out from there. So it's just like, obviously those competitive juices are flown when you're competing, but outside of that, I think it's just kind of business as usual.
But you don't, do you get anything if your teammate wins the championship?
No, but it's better that way than somebody else. You know, it definitely is. And,
but there's no value in it for, like...
You get, like, a nice watch at the end of the year.
For William Byron Enterprises.
Not per se, but I think that helps everybody be more competitive. So that's just the mindset, right? Like, yeah, it's competitive when you're racing against each other, but you'd rather see them do well because then you know that you have that opportunity as well. So I'd rather see one of my teammates win than another organization.
William Byron in studio with us here on Grant and Danny. Your start is awesome. Like the story of you getting into the sport, I think is incredible. The analogy, and I want you to tell the story, but imagine like you played like a really good, I don't know, like a flight simulator and became like the world's greatest dogfighter. Like it's to that level of how you got your beginning. Tell the story.
Yeah, I started on iRacing, which is a computer sim. Anybody can get on there and race. It's a pretty advanced sim. So it's a lot of fun. I feel like it's really taken off, and that's how I got my start. I was a huge fan of NASCAR growing up, so I think it just kind of made sense to run iRacing, and I didn't expect to get to where I am now, but it's just kind of that I feel like the ability was there and the work ethic to go with it.
You were 6 years old when you started iRacing, right?
Yeah, like 13, actually. But I was six when I went to my first race, yeah.
Oh, so that's where your fandom started.
Yeah,
so the exactly. iRacing was as a teenager then.
Yeah.
Okay, so then is that, I guess it's different levels maybe, but do you have I've seen it with like the seat and the steering wheel, and there's a bunch of equipment. Can you just, you're not just doing that with a controller, right? Or does it matter?
Yeah, you have like a pedal, wheels and pedals. So that's how most people race on there, and that's how I got started.
But how unlikely is it for you to have, from that background, I read that your first race in a car was when you were about 15.
Yeah.
And that's just, people say, oh, well, he wasn't 16 yet. That's so late for these guys that you're competing with every Sunday. They've been doing this for years before that. How unlikely is that? Does anybody else have a story like yours?
No, I mean, I think it's just, I never thought I was going to be a NASCAR driver at 15. I thought, man, it'd be awesome to race. And I had a local track near me. So I'm like, man, if I can get involved and start racing there, maybe it'll lead to something. So I think it was just one step after another. And then when I had success at different levels, it was like, okay, this just is continuing to progress and is going to be something potentially there. So I don't think until probably 18 when I got a phone call to drive for Hendrick, I don't think that was when it set in, but I don't think up until that point I was thinking that.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And he just got a big extension to stay with Hendrick now. Is
too bad.
One of the top racers on the circuit, leading in points in NASCAR as we sit here talking today. William Byron's our guest. They're coming to Richmond, by the way, August 14th, back under the lights in Richmond. We'll ask you about that coming up in just a few, because I know a lot of our listeners will be at that race to watch you and watch the rest of the guys you're competing with. When you get your start that way, was there any animus toward you that you could feel? Or were there guys like maybe just dismissive where they go, this dude played video games. He's not real.
Right. I think it was like a lot of sort of, I guess, some disrespect of like, hey, like, is he really going to be that good, or is he going to like make these mistakes? And he's so green. And so, yeah, I don't think I really heard that stuff that much, but I'm sure that's what people were thinking or whatever. And yeah, you just kind of keep your head down and just focus on, you know, proving what your ability is. So I feel like that probably motivated me to kind of have a chip on my shoulder of this is, you know, I'm doing it in a different way.
And they may have thought one thing and then had to think something different when you passed them.
Yeah.
they're in the back of your car, right?
I mean, 14 races so far this year.
Yeah.
Top six, 10 times.
Not too shabby.
That's how you get to number one in the point standings.
What's Richmond like racing
Richmond,
there?
Richmond's a tough place. It's like sort of a place where experience really matters, it seems like. And, you know, I think it's typically where the veteran guys, you know, do really well. So
why is that?
I think it's just understand the tire and kind of like the feel of slipping it and sort of, you know, just the rhythm, I guess, and not overdriving, because I think a lot of people overdrive that track, and that's easy to do. I've been guilty of that a lot. So I think it's just a place that you have to kind of stay within the limits of the car, and like any sport, right? It looks effortless when the guys are, you know, good. So I think that's kind of Richmond.
Do you have a preference? They're back under the lights now at night in Richmond for this race. Night, like you guys just had in Nashville, the cars, to me, the high definition,
look
the
it looks glistening, so cool.
It's just badass. Like, to me, that's the aesthetics that I love. But do you have a preference, you know, racing in 3 in the afternoon versus nighttime?
I think night races. I think as a sport, we could do a lot more night races because we, like you said, the product just looks better on the track. I think the racing is better at night at times. You know, there's more aggression, I think. So
is that because of a track thing or like a mentality thing?
I think it's mentality some. Like,
really?
Nighttime, it's cooler out, so the drivers are, you know, more relaxed and probably
could
be more aggressive, I guess. But I don't know. It's just, I'm not sure why, but I think under the lights, yeah, there's just more energy, I feel like. So I think we should do kind of half and half. I think right now we only have like maybe a tenth of our schedule is at night. So we could do a lot more night races.
William Byron with us on Grant and Danny. What's the temperature in the car when it gets really hot?
It's like 130. So if it's 80 degrees outside, it's usually 30 to 40 degrees warmer inside the car.
So if you guys are racing on a 95-degree day, it's 130 something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's usually like 130 in there.
Just for hours with all the gear and the jacket and the helmet.
Yeah. I mean, your body acclimates. The biggest thing is just your breathing and just kind of, you just have to like, you know, spend time in saunas and just.
Do you train that way in the sauna?
Yeah. You heat train, especially if it's a hot one for sure. But yeah.
What about, I mean, that you've been asked this a billion times, but you really got to go to the bathroom. What are we doing here?
I mean, so that's another thing with the heat, right? You sweat.
You're sweating
most of it out. So yeah, I mean, you don't really have to typically unless you're really not sweating and you think about it. But yeah, it's not, most of the time it's not an issue.
That's a funny thing that over 6 hours may not ever be a problem.
Seriously. The sound. So I've been to a couple NASCAR races, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I would tell people who've never been is you feel the sound. Right, as you're like watching the car, it's going fast, but maybe not that fast. And then, of course, it comes around that turn and zips past you, and it like knocks you back when you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
What does it sound like in the car? I mean, obviously, you've got your communications going, but you can feel that sound too, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, it's you have ear molds that you wear that cancel a lot of the noise. But yeah, I mean, a lot of us, I mean, after the race, it's like it takes a while for your mind to kind of calm down after all the noise and everything happening inside the car. So yeah, it's just, but we love it. And I love the feeling of racing and just the adrenaline that comes with, you know, competing and trying to be better. And I think that's what sticks with you.
William Byron and NASCAR are going to be in Richmond coming up under the lights again. You can go check out the race and see the 24 car glistening in one of those night races that he likes. You're a big Legos guy, I remember seeing.
Yeah.
Do you do that in season, or is that more of an off-season hobby?
It's kind of therapeutic. I mean, I do it some in season, but more of off-season, I would say.
And are you, like, just buying the things in small boxes and building them, or are you, like, got huge projects?
Because it's all sets right?
Yeah, they're all sets, so I get, like, the bigger ones that they come out with, and just kind of, I wait until they come out with something that I'm really excited about, and I build that, but it's, some of the architecture is great, like, built the Titanic, that was a fun project.
What's your biggest one?
Biggest one's probably that.
Titanic.
I had some other ones, I guess like the Dark Knight Batmobile and just different ones. So it's fun. It's I heard Nelly Korda was talking about it, that she does it as well. So that was kind of cool to see that.
What are your, like from a TV movie, like what are your proclivities? You binging shows or what kind of things do you watch?
Man, I was into the Osama bin Laden documentary.
Dude.
Oh, we love it.
You got good company. I only spent about 45 minutes talking about that last week.
Yeah. And just looking for someone to talk to about it. Like, did you see that? Like, yeah.
The final episode of that documentary.
Escalated.
It could have been 15 hours long.
The first one was a little slow, and then the third episode, I was like, man, this is really good. I mean, I watched Zero Dark Thirty. Was a great. Honestly, it was cool to see. Like, I watched that movie, and then hearing them talk about it, like, they did depict a lot of things really well.
Totally.
I wonder who the lady was who was blacked out.
This was my question. I think that's
like the Maya character. Yeah.
What's that?
I think that was Chastain, the redhead from the movie.
Whose character, whose name was Maya in the movie.
Sometimes, like, that character that they have is three people. You know what I mean? Like, they just combine. So it could have been three or four of those women, and they use all those anecdotes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who knows? But I definitely thought that was part of it. All right, last thing then. I got one final one. Danny, you can ask one final one. But for me, I guess I'm just curious, like, goals rest of the season, number one in points. Does that change how you race at all? You've already got your win. You don't really have to worry about trying to force your way in?
Yes and no. I feel like we need to win more races in the regular season because, you know, the playoff points, we're okay in them, but we're not, you know, first in those. We're kind of like in the middle of the road. So I think we need to get some more points and kind of playoff points, I should say. So, like, winning a race or winning a stage. So we need to try to get some of those.
Do you like the playoff format as it is now, or would you tinker with it?
I mean, it's very competitive. It leaves a little bit to chance, I guess, you know, at the end of the year. If you have a parts failure or something, you could, you know, be eliminated. So it definitely leaves a little bit kind of on the table of just, like, the mechanical side of the car if you have an issue. So maybe if you did, like, 10 races or something, you would have, like, more sample size to get the right champion. But I don't know. It's tough given the way car racing is, you know, to have just one race settle it all because maybe your car is a little bit off or, you know, maybe it's not the best track. But I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say what – I mean, you need those moments to have somebody elevate their game and take it. So that's cool. But at the same time, you want there to be enough sample size to get the right champion.
That's playoffs, like in almost every sport, though, right? Like in baseball, you're great for 7 months, and it's like, oops, I didn't have a great weekend. You're home.
You're starting pitcher in a play-in game that gives up four in the first, and you're screwed.
Yeah, and so maybe that's what we need, you know, to keep doing the way it's been, and I'm fine with it. I try to just be good at the format that we have.
William Byron just became the fifth driver to go back-to-back at Daytona 500 this year, leading in points, having a heck of a season. Thanks for coming in studio, and I think you've got this play ball thing.
Thanks,
you got it.
I hope so.
I think it's going to be
so. Just believe in yourself.
Right.
Grant and Danny with you until 6:30 tonight on The Fan.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.